to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, a place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Monday, June 30th. This is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the rule of law and King Obama. What does it mean when you have a king and you're supposed to have the rule of law? Okay. Excuse me. I'm sure there's several of you who already want to answer that question. Please feel free to join the discussion. Call-in number is 347-857-4364. 347-857-4364. Press 1 to speak on the air. Well, as you're noticing, typically I'm finishing up the show at 9 o'clock. Tonight I'm starting it. I've had some other things to take care of, and tonight's probably going to be a short show. I don't know that I will go the whole 2 hours. I'll probably have to wrap it up around 10 tonight just because I have work to do. But anyway, first things first, July 4th, Friday, July 4th, is Independence Day. So please promise me that when someone says Happy July 4th, you will look at them and say, what's the big deal about July 4th? What is July 4th? And try to help them understand it's Independence Day. Happy Independence Day, not Happy July 4th. It's Independence Day. And I mean, just take any other of the various holidays. Do you go around saying Merry December 25th, or do you say Merry Christmas when you're allowed to say it? Season's greetings. But even then, you don't say Merry December season's greetings, whatever. The date. So the point is, we're not celebrating a date. We're celebrating an event, Independence Day. And I think most of us don't even know that we're independent anymore. I mean, don't we feel like we're being ruled by a king, a dictator? King Obama, Dictator Obama? For the show, I'm calling him King Obama. But the whole point is, there was this thing called a revolution, and we demanded smaller government, more freedom, liberty, justice for all. And I don't think, and the guy that's in the White House, King Obama, he claims to be a constitutional attorney, but I don't think he's got the same constitution I do. What do you think? He just doesn't seem to follow. See, he doesn't know there's a Congress. Even though the Supreme Court has actually told him that a couple times now. I mean, yeah, they went ahead and rallied behind him on his garbage with Obamacare, changing the law themselves, saying it wasn't a fee, it was a tax, blah, blah, blah. But today they just went ahead and told him again, you know what, you can't go and change your rules if you're going to say some people can have these different exemptions and others can have them too, so... Very, very big win for the people of the United States of America today. The Hobby Lobby case was a major win to downsizing King Obama. Even though he is determined that he is king, and he's going to prove it. He said some stuff this afternoon, and we'll get to it. But the whole point is, he says he's a constitutional attorney, a constitutional scholar. And, you know, when the first time he was running for office, he really talked kind of like that. You know, executive orders and the Congress and, you know, doing the open government. And, you know, he actually kind of made you think he was going to follow the Constitution. Now, I didn't vote for him. I never voted for him. I haven't voted for anybody in office, at least not in federal office, in quite a while, because I don't vote for party lines. I think that's one of the stupidest things you can do. That's another story. The thing is, he said he knew what the Constitution was, but everything he's doing now, either he doesn't know the Constitution or he says he really doesn't care and he spits on it every day, because that's really what it looks like to me. King Obama. That's why I say King Obama rejects the rule of law and promotes the illegal invasion of America. And that's kind of, you know, the biggie. But before we get into the immigration issue, I want to make sure, and as I was talking about Independence Day, on Thursday, which is the day before, it's July 3rd, we are going to have a special, Shameful Government, and this is through the history of our country, what our government has promised to veterans and how they have stabbed the back of the veteran time and time again. They promise them one thing, and they do nothing. They do anything they can to rally the troops to go support America, put their life on the line, and then as soon as they come back, all these benefits that they were supposed to have to cover not only for their health care, but to make sure they still could get a home and things like that, because your financial reward being in the service isn't a lot. And, excuse me, especially when some leave a job to go fight and then come back to nothing. So there was, and Tom Pastore did a lot of research on this, and he's going to go into it on Thursday. You won't believe, truly abusing the veterans is nothing new. What we've seen happen here is despicable. It's disgusting. It's shameful. It's awful. And we shouldn't put up with it. But it's nothing new. It's nothing new for the lack of respect we have had for veterans over the years, including the very first American Revolutionary War. Starting from back then, when the veterans, the troops, were promised certain things. Promises were made that they would be rewarded, and then they didn't happen. The corruption was back then, the penalties for corruption, and I'll tell you, when we talk rule of law, it's amazing how these people in public office, they put absolutely no value on public trust. They can screw over the public, get rich, and then they'll be slapped with some stupid $200 fine, $500 fine, or nothing. It's disgraceful. Shameful government is an understatement. But the shameful government that Tom Pastore will be talking about is in reference to the veterans. And so we're going to go into that. Also, we have Bob Barr. Many of you may remember him. He has been in public service for quite a while over the years. He is right now running for Congress for District 11 out of Georgia, and he's going to be on the show probably one day next week, maybe Monday. We're still working out the details on that, so plan to tune in. And he was running as for president as a Libertarian candidate because he said the Republican Party had abandoned him or had abandoned their principles. He's running today as a Republican in Georgia. But we're going to get into a discussion of what's happened to the Republican Party and, just the general things, the amnesty, and everything to do with Obamacare, all those good things. So please tune in or plan on tuning in, and it will be one day next week. At least that's what we're working on right now. And then let's see what else. Going back to King Obama, for somebody who claims to know the Constitution, claims to respect the rule of law, he sure does a lousy job of it. And like I say, the Supreme Court, they threw back his recess appointments. It's not for him to say. King Obama can't say, Senate, you're in recess. Now I'm going to go do what I want because you're in recess and you're not around to do anything, so I can do whatever I feel like because I'm king. The Supreme Court actually threw that back at him. And that was like 9-0. There was no question on that one. They all threw it back. The Hobby Lobby thing today was 5-4, which nobody was too surprised on that. It was going back to core American values, core beliefs of what religion is, what right it is. And at times when I think about religion, it kind of scares me when we see how we're mixing religion and the laws in so many ways. Here, you know what? And this kind of goes back, and I'm wondering how this impacts some of other rulings, previous rulings, where if a person was a photographer and they're through their own belief, religious beliefs did not believe in homosexual marriage. And so because of that, they didn't want to cover it, how they were being forced to take the business when they didn't believe in it. You know, in that particular case, I mean, I've always tried to wonder why, okay, so you're getting a homosexual wedding, okay, fine, whatever, but you want somebody who doesn't believe in what you're doing to take all your pictures? I always thought that was kind of weird by itself. Why would you want someone who thinks what you're doing is disgusting and immoral and sinful? Why would you want them to be taking your pictures? Why, it never made any sense, but they were forced to take their business. That's right either. I mean, it's one thing to open the door for business and let people come into your business and say, well, wait a minute, you don't look the way we want you to look. Of course, we can require shirt, shoes, and things like that. But when it comes to, you know, the other, whether it be homosexuality or whatever, those aren't reasons to not let someone shop in your store. Discrimination. And racism would be another reason you can't come in because of whatever race you may be, or gender, or whatever. So it's kind of a weird situation, but it was a very good thing with what happened today, and I'm wondering how it's going to impact other businesses, just like I was talking about with the photographer who didn't believe in homosexual weddings. So we'll see how that all plays out. But it was definitely a good day for freedom of religion. And the truth is, I think a lot of people at Hobby Lobby should be quite happy, because I personally believe, and I don't know that they ever said it per se, I think they maybe hinted to it, and maybe others know when they were talking, the owners of Hobby Lobby, had the ruling gone against them, and they had been forced to provide contraception that was to them much more of a meaning of abortion, or closer to that line of abortion, I think they would have probably closed shop. And they have a lot of stores across this country. That would have been a lot of people out of work. But they would have done it. At least that was the take I was getting from it. And then, you know, it gets so disgusting listening to the liberals or whoever, whatever they are, those who just don't believe in any kind of true freedom of religion. They try to say they weren't providing contraception. They were. Just not those that are truly more to the line of abortion. I mean, some people call abortion contraception. But those that were much more in line with that, they didn't believe in. And so my understanding was out of 20 different things, 20 different types of contraception, they were rejected for. So they had, that's just not true. It's just not true. And one time I went to a local Hobby Lobby, and I was talking to one of the attendants working there. They were changing some of the displays, and we were talking a little bit about the lawsuit in general. And they just said they really liked working at Hobby Lobby. They wanted them to work. They were treated with respect and consideration, and they thought the whole thing was crazy. And so they were not supporting the other side on it at all. So I thought that was kind of interesting, too, and this was talking to people at work right there. But, again, the Supreme Court has pushed back on King Obama several times. There's been some other ones lately, too, but these are, like, two of the biggies. And there was another one today. I can't remember what the other one was today. But the recess appointments at Hobby Lobby were just, too, it's like, okay, you can't go and play with the law. You can't go and take your Obamacare law and chop it all up the way you think you want to do it. I mean, that still has happened, and more of it still needs to be challenged because he doesn't have the right to make law. King Obama, you do not have the authority as the president to make law. Did you not catch that part when you were studying the Constitution? Do you not understand that part? You do not have the right to make law. you have the right to implement and the oath to implement and enforce the law. And these people who tried to say his amnesty stuff is implementing the law, no, it isn't. It's a law to secure the border, and you refuse. The law is to secure the border. And it's on more than just the grounds of securing the border. It's national security. But King Obama wants to destroy the United States of America. He wanted to get this done before Independence Day. You can go listen to whatever he wants to ramble with his totally superficial rhetoric of being loyal to his country because he's not. Anybody who cares, and you know what? George W. Bush didn't care about that border either because he was going for the North American Union. I think Obama's going for the Muslim Brotherhood, not the North American Union. So I think they were both evil in their ways, and they were both derelict in their duties. Treasonous to me. Treasonous when you refuse to secure and protect the homeland. That is the key responsibility of the federal government, to secure the homeland, and they refuse to do it. King Obama will not secure this homeland. He will not stop the invasion. He's going to go make his own laws and say, well, there's no invasion, you just come on in. And we have all these diseases coming across, all these children with no place to stay. Obama is evil to promote this kind of cruelty and abuse of children. What he is promoting, his actions are out there promoting this kind of harm to these children. And you know what? If an American treated their child that way, they'd be in jail. But he wants to reward them. He wants you and me to pay for them and to support them for them being evil, abusing their children, and breaking in and invading our country. King Obama hates America. People have to face that. King Obama hates America. That's why he refuses to protect America. He does what he has to try to pretend to care anything about this country. But the bottom line is he doesn't care. He is violating his oath of office when he refuses to secure the borders. Now, there was some rambling. He was going to go send some people down to the border. I'm not sure what all he's going to try to do. We all know, because of his history, because actions speak louder than his stupid words, his actions are he wants the country invaded because he hates America. He's trying to destroy America. He likes the Muslim Brotherhood. He hates Americans. He's a Muslim. He hates Christians. He's a Muslim. He hates Jews. So how can he do something to destroy this country and transform America? He was the one who said he was going to transform America. Well, here he goes again, King Obama. We are going to let the kids invade the country, and then we'll let the parents come in afterwards. He is a treasonous traitor. Whenever Americans finally grow the backbone to face the truth, maybe we will be the ones who secure the border and throw his sorry whatever out of office. Treason. And what George W. Bush did was treason too, because he refused to secure the homeland. That is the most number one job of that office. And they said, no, we want the North American Union, the Security Prosperity Partnership of North America. That was George W. That's why he refused to secure the border. Wake up, people. And now we have King Obama, who's doing it, which to me, for a slightly different reason. I don't know that he's going after one world order like George Bush and his George W. and George H.W. were doing. One world order, new world order. I don't know if that's what King Obama's doing. But King Obama wants to destroy America like the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslims do not like America. They hate America. All the Christians and the Jews should be dead. Kill the infidels. It was Thomas Jefferson who said every American needs to read the Quran and understand that it doesn't matter what we're doing over here. Their doctrine says kill Americans. Kill the Christians, kill the Jews. Anybody who is not of their faith is to be converted or killed. And see, Christians and Jews are not out there trying to kill Muslims. We don't believe that way. But the Muslims believe they should kill us. So Obama has opened the door, just the floodgate of the border. Massive, all the illegal stuff. And we literally have Mexico, the Mexican government now, apparently shooting on our border patrol. And he still does nothing? It's treason. Aid and comfort to the enemy. The guy is a traitor. He needs to be impeached. Now, I understand he'll never be impeached with Harry Reid unless we impeach Harry Reid first, and which he needs to go to. These people are treasonous traitors who do not believe in the Constitution. Their actions speak louder than their words. And there's many, many communists and Muslims who want to destroy America who are in public office today. Of course, they don't go out there and say, yes, I'm trying to destroy America, vote for me. That wasn't part of their spiel, no more than it. I mean, Obama doesn't go and say that, even though he's had the Muslim Brotherhood people in the White House many a time. He's not going to say that to us. So, Americans, would you please wake up and realize what's happening to your country? The United States of America is being destroyed while we're worrying about what's happening in Iraq, which, you know what? You can go back and forth, and some people are annoyed with what Rand Paul is saying about Iraq and all this other stuff. But I happen to agree to the point that all the garbage that we went into Iraq, the axis of evils of George W., and how he was going to somehow liberate this place and whatever, and of course it was all the weapons of mass destruction and stuff like that, we shouldn't have been in there. We should have been in Afghanistan. And I can't help but wonder what the region would look like had we put all of our efforts on Afghanistan and not been playing games in Iraq, because I don't believe we should have been in Iraq either. Now, I don't know what we should do now, because now we have created the chaos over there. It seems like we need to obviously beef up our military and our homeland security, which King Obama refuses to do, because he wants us to be invaded. He wants the destruction of America. His actions are so obvious that he hates his country. He wants the Muslims to destroy America. That's what he wants, because he's a Muslim. No one's going to convince me he's not. His actions just speak too loud to what he is. I don't care what he says, what church he says he goes to or whatever else. He can say God bless America at the end of something, but that doesn't mean anything if he doesn't believe it. It's all propaganda. It's all superficial. It means nothing. I don't for a minute believe he believes in this country, or he believes Christians and Jews and anybody else of any other faith have the right to live. He believes they should die, because if you're not a Muslim, you're supposed to be dead. That's what the doctrine is. So he said he was going to transform America. He said transform, but what he meant is destroy. Just put the word destroy instead of transform. He wasn't planning, transforming it in the sense of destroying this country. That's why he refuses to secure the borders. And now he has to pretend to do something, because right now, even the Democrats are getting a little bit annoyed with him. The Democrats are feeling, well, gosh, some of these hardworking middle-class Americans seem like they're not real happy with this. We're taking care of these people coming in with all their kids sick, bringing every kind of disease you can imagine. We're taking care of them, but we won't do crap for them. We'll support and take care of the illegals, but we're going to crap on the Americans. That's what's happening. The Obama, King Obama is stabbing the back of the American people, and most of the Democrats have been doing that, but they seem to be thinking a little bit more about it right now. Because guess what? These people are taking the jobs from the working class, which the Democrats claim they care about. But they don't. None of them care. It's when you just see what these people in public office are, you just have to know you can't trust any of them. So when you go and take what's happening with King Obama and take a few of these progressive communists that call themselves Democrats who have infiltrated into the Republican Party, like the garbage that happened in Mississippi, the guy couldn't get elected by Republicans, so he had to go in and somehow get campaign and get in the Democrat vote, which all comes back to what I've said all along. The parties mean nothing. Americans got to break their dependency on party loyalty. I don't know how much more you have to be hit in the face with it to wake up and smell the coffee. It's crazy to believe that either political party is protecting you, is watching out, that either party is protecting any group of individuals except for their own personal agenda. If it's going to help their election, they'll say whatever they got to say. And that's it. While we're talking about the lawlessness of King Obama, we've all heard about Boehner, Boner, Bonehead, whatever you want to call him, the Republican Speaker of the House. Apparently, he's out there about the lawsuit. He's saying the president has overreached. But at the same time, I don't see him doing much to really go speak out about the fact he's not securing the border. See, Bonehead really wants immigration reform. He's just like Obama. He and King Obama have a lot more in common than people realize because he actually supports amnesty too. But right now, the GOP, and they've kind of realized there's some tension on what's happening on that southern border right now, and maybe right now we don't want to go and push amnesty with all these illegals coming in here. The illegals that were cordially invited by King Obama. And King Obama today, even after everything that was said from the Supreme Court in the recent decisions pushing back on King Obama, he said he's going to go out there and make his own laws. He doesn't care what the Congress does. He is going to go make his own amnesty. He's pushing for his amnesty. He's going to rule because Congress won't pass his amnesty bill. If they won't pass amnesty, I'll do it on my own because I have a pen. The same old crap, which again proves he doesn't believe in the Constitution. How can anybody believe this guy believes in the Constitution? He will not secure the homeland, and he wants to force, open the gates and let the invasion take place. This is what King Obama is doing. While you have a Congress who's impotent to do anything else, even though they have options, everybody makes the jokes, the wisecracks, the statements, whatever you want to call it, the lawsuit that Bonehead is trying to do. It's all a farce. It's nothing but show and tell. I do think it's interesting, and I believe if they were to do something in reference to the purse strings, go out there and defund a lot of the garbage, they would have a much better chance to stand the case about having standing. Because by having standing, showing that they have attempted to rein in King Obama, and King Obama continues to violate his oath of office and the Constitution, his constitutional authority, then they truly do have standing because he's overriding, usurping their authority. He's making laws, and whenever he feels like it. He refuses to implement the laws, even when they're his. Obamacare. He had no business going out there changing the law. That is not it. He should have gone back. In any of those cases, he should have gone back to Congress and said, Congress, we need to modify this law. We need to postpone this date. I need you to do that so that we can make this work. Of course, he knew Congress wasn't going to do that because he knew the Obamacare was bad. So they weren't going to try to give a Band-Aid to the bleeding of Obamacare when they want it repealed. So, and when he could see that, but the whole point is he never even went back to Congress to ask. He didn't ask Congress to do any of this stuff, and it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, if he would have asked and Congress refused and Congress did nothing, he had no choice. It is not his job to make the laws. But he doesn't understand that. King Obama didn't get that part of the Constitution. He spits on the Constitution every day. He spits on the American people every day. He stabs the American people in the back every day. The IRS stuff, what's happening with the veterans, what's happened in Benghazi, the Fast and Furious stuff, what happened out there on the Bundy Ranch. He has no respect for Americans. He wants to destroy America. When are Americans going to wake up and face that truth? Seek the truth, face the truth, then we can take action and make the corrections, like impeaching him or impeaching every one of those who refuse to do anything about it. And, you know, this is where Rand Paul, he's out there trying to tote the party line when it comes to amnesty. To say you want the party to be inclusive, why don't you say we want all Americans? Rand Paul, think of that. The Republican Party is the party of Americans. But you can't say that, can you? The GOP can't say that. John McCain can't say that. We want South American Latinos. We don't want Americans. We want Latinos. So here we are with this stupid game, this invasion going on our southern border. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. Doesn't take much to figure out what's happening. The sad part is most Americans would rather turn on a stupid soccer game. A soccer game where people bite each other? I mean, there's been some hard hits in the NFL, and I'm not going to go and say that's much better, but I don't know that I've seen biting in the NFL. Maybe they've done that too, but soccer where the guy bit the other guy, that was pretty bad. And I don't watch soccer. I don't want to see a stupid soccer stadium here in Orlando. We don't need one. We don't want one. The Orlando Magic is still a loser. It's nothing but a way to rip off the taxpayers. If Orlando wants stupid NBA basketball so badly, let them pay for it. Let the owners build their own stinking stadium. But no, we had to give it to them. My property taxes have to go up for a stupid basketball team. I should not be having to pay for a pro basketball team where they pay multi-million dollar salaries. This is what we've got going out there. Not sure how I totally got off into that subject. But the whole point is we have this lawlessness, and it's the people. They're destroying the middle class. They are at every level. But Obama is king. Obama is the one who is in charge of that border, and he refuses to do anything about it. So when King Obama is out there running rampant, running loose, making his own laws, totally lawless government in every respect, at that level, you're going to see it all at the local level too. Here we've got a corrupt expressway authority right here in Central Florida. Now, instead of it being the corrupt culture of corruption Orlando Orange County Expressway Authority, now it's the culture of corruption Central Florida Expressway Authority, regionalism, one body taking over four counties. Totally anti-American, totally anti-representation, totally communist in its nature, regionalism, communism. And you got to understand that. this isn't, people want to go and say, you know, the conspiracy, whatever. Do you truly think there was only one individual on this planet who was Hitler? Do you truly believe that the Muslims don't dislike the Jews? What do you think is going on in the Middle East right now? This isn't a conspiracy when it's real. I should say it's not a conspiracy theory when it's real. It is a conspiracy, but it's not a theory in that sense. We can prove it. Florida. Governor Rick Scott is signing over Florida to the United Nations Standards of International Business Codes. Why would Florida, in any way, shape, or form, be under the dictate of the United Nations? But that's exactly what Rick Scott's doing. And hold on, just give me a minute here. I'm going to try to pull up that article I just got on that. Well, here we go again. I will find it. I should have saved that off into another folder. And, but you got to read, you got to hear about this because this is the Florida, the state of Florida adopting United Nations standards. So how can you not believe Agenda 21 is real when you see this? This and this one world order, new world order mentality that's out there all over the place. I'm almost there. I will have it here in just a minute. Because it was sent to me from a person who tended to not believe in the conspiracy theory stuff, but then saw this and thought they should share it with me. And it was really just interesting. This is international standard business codes kind of thing with Florida following United Nations. Why would Florida ever follow the United Nations? Why would we be controlled by the dictates of the United Nations? That's exactly what was happening. And if I could only find it, way too many emails to be going through. But anyway, the whole point is we are under attack from within. We have those entrusted to serve, protect, follow the Constitution, and they refuse to do it. They do not want to do it. And you have those, like King Obama, who truly want to destroy the United States of America. And, you know, good old Hillary, how many people are going to vote for Hillary because she's a woman and they want to act like they were somehow part of history electing a woman as a president? You know, I don't have any problem with having a woman for the president, but I want one who actually believes in this country. And she doesn't. And she definitely doesn't believe in women's rights. I mean, there's nothing more insulting than a woman who just went along with her husband doing all the things he was doing, you know, and acting like she was standing by her man regardless of how much he was out playing the field. To me, that's one of the biggest insults to women. You want to talk about a war on women? Look at them. That's more of a war on women to me. I have no doubt there will be many of people, women and some men, who will vote for Hillary because she's a woman. It's like, what's the point? You got to look at what the person is, not the gender. And there's just no way I would ever vote for her. Absolutely no way. Absolutely no way I would vote for her. Well, here we go as usual. This happens way too many times. I might be able to still look at Let's check one other thing here. See if I can find it this other way. Let's see. It's really, see, Rick Scott, here we go. Rick Scott rolls over for United Nations. Excuse me. Okay, restricted. No, that's not it. Let's see. And it says here, okay, rolls over for the United Nations. Let's see if this is the one. That explains this. Yeah, we've got the United Nations people coming to oversee our elections. This other one was specifically adopting the standards of the United Nations. This is Rick Scott doing this. Rick Scott adopts United Nations. Go with... a business standard. Okay, I'll double-check it. I will find it, and we will talk about it next time. I have it here right in front of me someplace, but I got way too much stuff, and my computer is just too slow. To pull it up fast enough for you. But it's, just think about that. That Florida is going to follow the standards of the United Nations, thanks to Rick Scott. And this goes back to the whole point, is that we're not, no one's watching out for Americans. We have the enemy from within. We have King Obama. Blatant disrespect and unconstitutional actions, totally rejecting the Constitution, his actions, creating his own laws, taking his pen. And, you know, there's been discussions about other executive orders. And I think we can go back and we can say there's been overreach from other presidents. I would never want to dismiss that. Because I believe that's true, too. There is overstep from other presidents or overreach. And I'll tell you, I think those were wrong, too. Were they to the extent that this guy has done? I don't think so. I really don't think so. But I also know our whole country had a whole totally different demeanor. And we also didn't have nearly the information. So if, in fact, it was, and I think we might be able to take the Veterans Administration problems, if we would have known back then what the VA was doing, like we know today because of technology and communication, I think it would be different. I don't think it would have been ignored so easily. But today we do have much more information. Now, could a situation like this IRS thing have gone on years back? Maybe 20 or 30 years ago, you wouldn't have had the information to know it. There wouldn't have been the awareness of it. But I think if people had been aware, I think they would be just as annoyed. Did it happen back then? Well, we know what happened with Nixon. People didn't like that once they knew about it. The question is, how much have we not been told because the media doesn't do its job either, and because the Congress turns a blind eye as long as they're making money for their special interests? I mean, the enemy is truly from within. We have those who are destroying our country from within. Those that took an oath to serve the public are the ones who are stabbing us in the back every which way. And then for those who actually might face some kind of legal challenge to what they've done, it's a small slap on the wrist. They suffer nothing for the penalty, for the total abuse of trust, for what they have done to the public trust, what they have done to harm the public. They pay no price. Lawlessness. Total lawlessness. A law means nothing if there's no penalty for it. And, you know, the law should be tempered with mercy and all that kind of stuff. And, yes, we go out there and we make sure, do everything we can to give the person innocent until proven guilty routine. Yes. But can there be any doubt that Obama refuses to secure the homeland? Anybody have any doubt? Can anybody say there's no intent here? Even if he didn't go down there and rally those of Central America to come up here, to come across Mexico, if he didn't, even if he wasn't out there promoting it through his reckless, illegal executive pen, the fact that he refuses to secure the border is proof. Why would you refuse to secure the border when you see this happening? Tell them and stop these people from coming here. But they're going to keep coming as long as you keep the door open. Because Obama hates America and he wants to destroy it. King Obama is going to destroy, not transform, destroy. Use the word destroy. Use what is correct, what it is. And face the truth. I mean, there's those who want to say, oh, he's just dumb, he's incompetent, he doesn't, whatever. I don't think that's the case. I mean, there's some things, I don't think he's played the game quite the way, he probably hasn't been as clever in what he thought he was going to do. But when it comes right down to it, he's doing what he wants in the sense that he wants to destroy America. And that's what he's doing. Does anybody have any doubts that he is destroying America? How could anybody doubt he's trying to destroy America? I mean, those who support him, if you're a communist or if you're a Muslim, if you're a socialist of whatever, those are things that would be destroying this country because that's not what we are. I mean, that's what we've become. We have communism here in this country today. Common core communism. Communism is taking over little by little. King Obama's helping it. The Bush family has helped it. Communist core education is helping it. The likes of Hillary will help it. She proudly says she's a progressive. Progressive is another word for communist. But these people, they somehow think that when they get there, somehow they're going to be the elitist on the top. Somehow they think the communism will all take over and they're going to be able to ride high above all the peasants and the serfs that they've created. I don't think they will. I think their plan will backfire on them. I truly do. Well, like I was saying, tonight is going to be a little bit of a short night. I got about 10 minutes left here, 9 minutes left. Please remember, July 4th is Independence Day. So when you speak with others, send an email. Don't say Happy July 4th. Say happy Independence Day. Remember what the American Revolution was about. Remember what the president is supposed to do, not what King Obama is doing. Remember what the role of the two houses of Congress are and how they have failed too, and how their actions promote King Obama to this recklessness. And then kind of smile and think back, what do you know? The Supreme Court actually pushed back a little here. Pushed back on those recess appointments. Yes, King Obama, you're not king. You're president. There's a constitution. Try looking at it. And then, of course, the Hobby Lobby case where religion does matter. And you know what, King Obama? If you don't do something about that border, if you don't do something to stop the invasion, your Democrats are not going to get reelected anywhere. I'm not sure they're going to get elected much as it is. There's many rhino Republicans, too. But the fact of the matter is, once we get the Democrats out of the Senate, the articles of impeachment, maybe there's not time to do it, but if they just take action to impeach you, of course, that does leave us with a pretty scary thing about President Biden, who doesn't even have a savings account routine. And the stupidity of this is, like, these people are trying to act like they're poverty. I don't know whether Hillary or Bill or Biden or any of these guys, if they were truly poor when they were growing up, they may have been, I don't know. But they're not there now, and they have totally forgotten. If they ever were there, they have forgotten what it was like. They have no clue. But regardless of that, we have old Biden out there. And if Joe Biden is the president, who goes in to be the vice president? Some interesting things to think about, isn't it? But we need to send a very loud message to the next president, which means Republicans, you better start getting some things together. You know, Karl Rove can go out there and say all the crap he wants to about the Tea Party, but the Tea Party is impacting your ability. And you know what? You don't know what's going to happen in Mississippi because of what you did. You really don't. You may have a Democrat, because all those Democrats who voted for that guy ain't going to vote for him in the general. And I can only hope the true conservative constitutionalists of Mississippi vote for a true constitutionalist, which isn't the Republican. Evilness from within, the enemy from within. Because that's the GOP does that kind of stuff too. But right now, the momentum is going with the Republicans. There's no two ways about that because of all the things Obama has done and what's going to happen the next round of Obamacare and what's happening with all these children. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. And King Obama is responsible for it. The House is also responsible for it, too. Congress is also responsible. Now, the Senate does everything they can to prop up King Obama. And all I got to tell you, last week, I think it was last Thursday, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, he is on the Senate floor, and he goes after the immigration thing. He goes after a couple of different bills. And communist Durbin out there trying to push back, saying about the comprehensive immigration reform thing. Tries to say it, but Jeff Sessions really told him, I mean, he was great. He put the facts out there, the facts about amnesty. How can you go and bring in all these people when you can't even employ Americans? How can you, you're totally stabbing the backs of the American people when you allow an invasion, and Durbin is allowing the invasion because he's a good old bud of King Obama. And we really gotta keep saying the word communism. We gotta say invasion. Call it what it is. Let's be honest. The truth. Face the truth. And then we can take back our country. But as long as people are too politically correct and too afraid to speak the truth, they've already won. King Obama has control. The communists have control because the American people are too scared. What's that saying? I think it was Jefferson who said about when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. I think I said something to that effect. But the whole point is right now the American people fear the government, so there's tyranny. Are the American people going to continue to be this weak? Are the American people going to finally wake up and smell the coffee or the other and say, wait a minute, what are we going to do to save this country? Or are we going to let the greatest country that ever offered the most freedom and liberty to all humankind, are we going to let that be destroyed? Are we too weak to stand up to King Obama and communist Hillary coming along the way and allow these people to destroy this country? What are we going to do? It's a lot to think about with Independence Day being just a few days away. So please tune in tomorrow night, American Freedom Watch Radio. And then again on Thursday, we're going to have a Independence Day special talking about the truth, the history of the veterans, abuse of veterans, and the shameful government. Because we need to, people need to understand. We need to appreciate what freedom is. We need to appreciate those who fought for independence. And we need to tell the truth of what has been going on with the veterans for years and years, not what just happened today. We need to obviously remember what's happening today and do something about it. But it isn't new. This has been going on right along. So on that note, please tune in, and remember, say, Happy Independence Day. Thank God I'm an American. Happy Independence Day. Thank God I'm an American, and it's time to thank a vet for what they did. The veterans who did it for us, and it's time to show some respect for the veterans. Talking about it, it's time to do it. Instead of protecting, supporting the invaders, it's time to take care of the veterans. There's something so disgusting and shameful and evil when we kill the veterans. We do all this harm, betray them, while we support and promote the illegal invaders. It's disgusting. And it's treason. It truly is treason. To aid and comfort the enemy is treason. And that's what King Obama and his communist friends are doing. They hate Americans, and they want to destroy America. So please, Happy Independence Day. Please, thank God you're an American. If you don't want to be one, don't be one. Go someplace else and stand up for what's right. It's up to us. is not going to happen by the others. The communists are not going to save America. They're going to destroy it. And communism's here. It's called Agenda 21. Sustainable development. Regionalism. United Nations control over the United States. Communism. One world order. Communism. And yet we're supposed to be celebrating Independence Day. Please take time to think about it. Please. And on that note, we are going to wrap it up early tonight. Thank you, and tune in. Tune in tomorrow and tune in Thursday. And then, like I say, we're going to have Bob Barr, congressional candidate for Georgia District 11, probably one day next week. Thank you, everyone, and God bless America. Good night.